Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to offer this rosary for John Flynn, praying for a successful back surgery and full recovery. Since 1998, he has been a vital part of our ministry. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all the rest of those we would like to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of Blessed Stanley Rother, the firstborn American martyr. Now, we can be tempted to think that saints belong to another place and time. Europe, 1,000 years ago. Oh, you can visit their tombs on pilgrimage, read about their miracles, but becoming a saint today? That feels impossible. Blessed Stanley Rother shatters that illusion. He was born in 1935 and grew up on a farm near Okarche, Oklahoma, right off Highway 81. After high school, instead of taking over the family farm, he entered seminary for the Diocese of Oklahoma City. But back then, seminarians had to master Latin. Stanley couldn't. After 6 years of struggle, the seminary dismissed him. So he went back to the farm, worked in the fields, spent time in prayer, seeking the will of God. But he didn't give up. He got a Latin tutor, and with the help from Bishop Victor Reed, he transferred to Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Maryland. And there, he persevered, and in 1963, he was ordained a priest. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Pope John the 23rd had asked North American dioceses to send missionaries to Central America. Father Stanley volunteered. In 1968, he was sent to Guatemala, to a poor farming village inhabited by the Xutuhil, a Mayan people. Now, Xutuhil is a language that is very difficult. Yet, this same guy who couldn't learn Latin learned Xutuhil fluently. And he didn't just celebrate Mass and administer sacraments. He worked in the field beside his people. He introduced irrigation and better planting methods. He fixed engines, built homes, did whatever they needed. One local said, if we ate weeds, he ate weeds. If we ate fish, he ate fish. And he got sick doing it. But that's what won their hearts. To them, he wasn't an outsider. He was one of their own. Mission volunteers later marveled that seeing Father Stanley walking through the village, it looked like stories from the Bible about Jesus, with crowds gathering around him, people reaching out to touch him, and laughing children trailing behind to hold his hands. The local people came to trust and revere him deeply. In their eyes, he was far more than a visiting missionary. He was their shepherd. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Guatemala was in the grip of a long civil war. The military, seeking to root out Marxist rebels, enacted a scorched earth policy. Entire villages were burned. Civilians, especially the indigenous poor, were tortured and killed. Priests, teachers, and healthcare workers were often accused of helping the rebels simply because they served the poor. The reality is that we are in danger, Father Stanley wrote in mid-1980, noting that several foreign priests had already been murdered. He watched as his own parishioners were abducted in the middle of the night, and over 30 were killed or disappeared. He tried to hide those wrongfully targeted, and he confronted the military to their faces. But he knew, by staying with the poor, he was risking his life. But he stayed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. In early 1981, word came. Father Rother was on a death list. His bishop ordered him home. He obeyed, but only for a time. A shepherd cannot run at the first sight of danger, he told his family and the bishop. And so he returned to Guatemala just in time for Easter. But then, on the night of July 28th, masked men broke into his rectory. They tried to abduct him. He resisted with his fists. His hands were found bruised and bloodied. And when they couldn't drag him out, they shot him twice. He was 46. He was martyred because he lived the gospel, because he loved the poor, and because he refused to abandon his flock. Pope Francis declared him a martyr on December 1st, 2016, recognizing that he died in odium fide, in hatred of the faith, and he was beatified on September 23rd, 2017. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Father Stanley Rother didn't stay because it was easy. He stayed because he loved, and he gave his life to help his people get to heaven. So what are we willing to do to help our loved ones get there? Most of us have children, friends, or spouses who've drifted from the faith. And we've tried everything and nothing seems to work. We feel helpless and tempted to give up. But Father Stanley didn't give up. And he didn't just invite people to come to church. He broke into their lives. He ate what they ate. He worked in their fields. He fixed their broken machines, and through friendship, he built bridges to Christ. If you want some hope of bringing back to Christ and the church a loved one, then start by breaking into their life. Be present. Be interested. Be helpful. Know them on their terms. And then, when the time is right, invite them into your life with Jesus. But don't run and don't give up, because the shepherd doesn't flee. He stays. He loves. And if necessary, he lays down his life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what strikes you about the firstborn American martyr?
That was incredible. That I mean, it's like you said in the beginning, it feels, sanctity feels unreal, and yet it's so close and it's so present to us, and it's an option for all of us. But I was really thinking about, I think right now, and actually not even right now, I think it's part of the human condition, we think if in doing the right thing you will risk your life, you shouldn't do it. It would be unreasonable. I want to do this, but I would get killed, so that'd be stupid. But maybe we have to redefine what we consider stupid in a sense, because at the end of the day, that was the right choice, but we would consider it more reasonable to say, well, it's dangerous, you should leave. And we wouldn't blame most people for leaving. But that's the difference between reason and sanctity.
When you put the two virtues together of prudence and courage, prudence is, first of all, having the right goal. And the goal is a union with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then prudence is to choose the right action and the right intention and the right circumstance, in the right circumstances, to reach that goal. So his goal, our goal, is union with Christ. And then you add courage. Courage is the willingness to sacrifice what is lesser for what is greater.
Mm.
And Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. So if you put those two together, his choice was perfectly prudent.
Mm-hmm. It's never reckless endangerment. Sometimes it is endangerment, but it's not reckless.
No, it was...
the most prudent decision you could make.
The most prudent.
Because it brings you the closest to your real objective. To be like God, to love like God. And it's not like he went out of his way to be martyred. He was just standing his ground. They met him there.
What strikes me is that entering into relationship with those people cost him.
Mm-hmm.
For him to help them grow closer to Christ, it cost him. It cost him his life. But we all have people in our lives
mm-hmm.
that if we're going to be the kind of person able to help them grow closer to Christ, it's going to cost us something.
Yeah.
But we make this wrong calculation of if they treat me the way I should, if they give me what I deserve, then I will mm-hmm. be good to them. Well, that costs us nothing.
Yeah. This is exactly what I was thinking about. His courage, but in the context of how we're currently living and what we're currently facing. And it's just that I have the tendency to get the wrong idea of what a peacemaker is. Because I think, I shouldn't, in this place, it's not a good idea to really put my foot down and stand up for my morals or for my faith or... a little confrontational about the faith, because that's just, it's such a risk, and it's such an unnecessary risk, and it won't work anyways. It just, you'll just lose reputation, you'll just lose relationship, you'll just lose friends, but the cost is part of the deal. You know that the cost is a risk,
mm-hmm.
and we still do have to put our foot down. Now, I'm trying to figure out the line between, being courageous and being reckless on the social field. But I think I do land a little too cautious, where I say, that's a little risky, that's a little dangerous.
Hmm.
So it sounds reasonable to me to not do anything.
Well, we can't die on every hill.
Exactly.
But if there's no hill that we'll die on, then we have no faith and no love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's two things here. It's when are we willing to sacrifice for the faith, and the fact that, or the reality that our relationships are going to cost us something,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But we can't run every time there's a cost.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You've absolutely struck it.
We can't run every time there's a cost.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just a point of reflection in our own relationships.
Mm.
Where are we running because we're not receiving in return what we genuinely deserve or think we deserve, and it requires sacrificial love?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we refusing to love, refusing to give, because it's sacrificial? This is what the saints do for us. They should prick our conscience and cause us to examine our lives. call forth a greater faith and love. That's the purpose of the saints. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.